I'm Jill Anderson. This is an EdCast Extra. We were glad to welcome students Daquan and Nicholas from the grassroots youth group called EVAC, a movement that is aiming to get past the at-risk label and focus more on being at hope. The students happened to be on campus during the week we learned of the college admissions scandal happening around the country. We sat down with them and Harvard lecturer Richard Weisbord for a brief conversation about their life experiences and fairness in college admissions. Here's what they had to say.
We had a very frank conversation about the college admissions process. You know, essentially how immoral the process is, the incredible inequities in the process. It's wildly unfair in terms of access to resources. I think this is something that everybody in every community, you know, needs to be concerned about. The deck is stacked. The climb for a lot of kids is much harder and steeper than it is for others.
My name is Nicholas Burgess. I'm 17 years old, class 2020 at Robert E. Lee High School.
And I'm Daquan Franks, 19 years old, class of 2018, Robert E. Lee High School. We're part of this movement. It's called the EVAC movement. It's basically a movement for youth like us to use our stories to change the label from at-risk to at-hope youth. They came from the Plato's allegory of the cave. It was prisoners chained up in the cave of hopelessness and no help. Someone finally broke free and went to the light, and he went back into the cave to rescue the other prisoners and bring them out to the light.
And we're also here to show other youth from the city and all over the world that even though we come from not so good background, that it is still possible to get in Ivy League schools.
So you said that what this is about is sharing stories. What can you share about your story, about where you're coming from, and how this connects to college?
I'm gonna just put it out there, like, it's very hard getting into college, let alone applying for the college. Not only that, I'm gonna just take it back a few steps. Let's go back to high school and test scores. I couldn't afford to pay for the ACT or the SAT. Every time I ever took the ACT or the SAT, I either had a voucher or one of my mentors paid for it. Then it's been times where, like, I've missed, like, 2 or 3 days out of a school week because I literally was, like, I got shot at the weekend before this week. That'll take away from the prep. That'll take away from class. That'll take away from your grades. Like, a lot of stuff adds up.
The SAT prep, people can't afford that. We have to work, so.
And I feel like basically with the crisis that's going on right now that's finally being brought to the light, people like myself and my brother here, Nick, we go through like these different trials and tribulations every day, and it basically hinders us and pulls us farther and farther away from trying to go to college. When these other kids with these different privileges and these different resources, they're able to basically just get college handed to them and get pushed through college because their parents have the right amount of funds.
Kids want to go to college, but sometimes college isn't their main focus. Their main focus is to, like, provide for their family and, like, make sure that the lights on and the bills are paid. And the most thing is making sure they got something to eat at night and food on the table. So that could take away from, like, being focused on your schoolwork, and then you have to work at night, you don't have enough sleep, so your grade is slipping. You can't prep for your tests, you can't prep for SAT and those type of things.
And then a lot of times when we tell people stuff like that, like, they try to throw up college in our face, like, well, if you go to college, you'll have a better opportunity to provide for your family. But what am I supposed to do for my family within those 4 years that I'm gone if I'm the only person that they're depending on? Like, it's been times where I was trying to focus on the test, but I can't even think about the test because my water off at the house. These are situations that kids are going through on a day-to-day basis, not just me.
So what supports or what could help you with getting to college, do you think?
More resources. Mm-hmm. Some kids don't have computers at home to apply for college applications, and tuitions and books and loans and all those type of things.
I got a classmate that was literally in Best Buy doing his essay on a laptop in Best Buy because he didn't have a computer at home. So if you don't have a computer at home to even do your own essay, I'm pretty sure you don't have the funds to even pay for an application fee, let alone try to apply for a scholarship.
Some schools, I believe, stereotype us. I feel like us colored people are like, we hindering the non-colored people. So they see us as a threat to their institute. And they feel like, oh, if we see this colored people, then they know that we got a whole village that's coming behind us to come in their institute, and they don't want us to invade their space.
I feel like just being of color, that's already two strikes against you trying to get into college. I feel like you still have to work twice as hard and do everything twice as hard as non-minorities because the odds are against you from going there in the first place.
So what would a fair admissions process look like?
I feel like they should have someone from logistics, like, actually looking over the applications. That looks more fair to me because logistics will actually look into the background of this child and see, not necessarily just looking through a file, but, like, actually have a meeting with this person who applied and, like, ask them questions like, well, why is your SAT score so low? And actually let them explain to you, like, their personal situations or what they might have been going through at the time that hindered them from scoring their best. Because, to be honest, SAT scores and ACT scores don't determine how smart or how unsmart a person is. That's just one test.
I know the job is hard, but I feel like it should be like a job interview in a way. And I feel like to make it fair, they should have like an advisory board or a youth advisory board, people from all over, people that's coming from the hood, people that's not coming from the hood. So they can see all different standpoints and they could base the applications off that.
I think what Daquan and Nick are pointing to is the importance of creating a college admissions process that really captures the experience, that captures the lives of different kinds of kids. And, you know, it's going to be hard for some colleges to do individual interviews. That would be a great thing if they could do that. But at the very least, colleges should really be prompting kids to tell their stories, and they should have admissions staff that really are able to read those stories in some depth. And at the high school level, counselors, you know, the extent there are counselors who can do this, teachers need to be guiding students and really telling their stories in the context of their lives, the kind of responsibilities that they have, the kind of burdens that they bear, the kind of threats that they may experience. Because unless you're doing that, it is not a level playing field. And this is just a fundamental matter of equity.